you were here last week, then you know we went and we had a picnic. I think that's where we will have our picnics from now on. That was the pool, the lodge, everything we had there. I mean, we had volleyball there if we'd have gotten. And I apologize. I got my wires crossed. We could have stayed a lot longer. So some of you I know left early thinking that we had to go at a certain time, and we didn't. So we were good. We could have stayed for a while longer. But but anyhow, we did do something last week that was quite a moment to rejoice for. We did two baptisms. And if you remember what I taught you about what the Word teaches, what baptism truly means, is that's when we're born again. We are birthed out of water. Every woman in here knows the water breaks before the baby's born. You're birthed in water. Well, we are birthed in water in the tradition of baptism. And so having said that, if I could have Sherry Young and Kathy Lyons, please come up. Bless you, dear. Bless you, Miss Kathy. There you go. Praise God. Well, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Super kids are dismissed at this time. So Justin, open the door and kids go. Depart. I will be like Moses and I will raise my staff. And if you are in the way, I pity you. Because I've seen some of them take off running. I love that little guy. A couple weeks ago, I was working, and you know, as I said, you know, I have a Pandora station, and I've got different styles of music. Because after a while, I get tired of hearing the same style and the same songs. I don't care what radio station it's on; you're going to hear the same song five times that day, and usually within an hour apart. But this one, that they have a tendency to throw up things, but I don't even know how I came across why the song came up, but I was actually in here working in the hallway, and man, this song came on, and I've heard it before, and it's by Whiteheart. Those of you from the 80s might know who Whiteheart is. They were a Christian group, did a lot of great songs, but the song is called Over Me. And I got to listening to that song. And I'm going to tell you, folks, the Holy Spirit just started settling in and filling that hallway. So much so that by the time Angela had came, I had my radio cranked to 30. I know the neighbors could hear me, but that song was playing. And as the more that song played, the more I listened to the words of what they were saying about praise. I couldn't contain myself. I'm trying to keep what God maybe just showed me, why it's important for us to praise. Why it's important for us to be in the praise. I'm going to tell you right now, so many people think that that part of the service is a waste. If you're missing praise and worship, you're missing the most important part. You can read your Bible at home. But you can only come together at certain times and praise God with instruments. I'm going to show you something here in a minute to tell you that heaven is a rock show. Hallelujah. It's not angels sitting around. I'm going to tell you right now, those angels are jumping up and down. And God doesn't need you to praise Him to stroke His ego. He needs you to open your mouth to activate the Word in your life. I just let some of the cat out of the bag. Because as I listened to that song, it started talking about, let your spirit pour in over me. Let your healing power pour out over me. And I started listening to that. And I started feeling healing. I've believed in healing. I've taught on forgiveness. How many times, folks? More than 70 times 7. I've preached it and preached it and preached it, and I'm usually preaching to myself at that particular time. But I started letting the healing power. Now, I've always loved music. Always loved music. I mean, back in the day, I remember when my mom and dad first started letting me have their old 45s. You know, I had Sneaky Snake, the Candyman, you know, those were the Beach Boys. And then we got hold of a church that said if they weren't Christians, they were heathen, which they are heathen, but that it was demonic and it was all in bad influence. And we burned all my records. Okay, whatever. I forgive you, idiot. I'm just going to tell you right now, folks, there is some crappy music you don't need to be listening to. Okay? You got to watch what you're putting in this thing. You're filling your heart full of hate and lust. Like I said, there's some tunes. I really like the tunes. But I'm like, man, I wish those people had been saved and took those words and made them into something awesome. But they didn't. Why? Well, because part of that time, God's people were too busy fighting. You can't rock and roll. It's of the devil. That means that you're of the devil. Because, well, it's just a creation. And last time I checked, the devil never created one thing. He perverted everything. But he's never created anything. God created music. Long before Jimmy Swaggart ever got up and said it's of the devil. Yes, I dropped a name because he was bold enough to say it. He paid for it. Okay? I pray for him. And I pray that God just keeps moving through him. But you don't keep trying to hold something back that God's trying to get people past. Because do you know where I would be if all we ever had to sing was Amazing Grace and Hymn 145? I wouldn't be here. Music means that much to me. I like all kinds. You know what kind I don't. So I don't need to go down that road. But I like all kinds of music. Can God use it? Yes, he can. And this particular song is actually kind of rocky. But it was very, like I said, I felt the power of God flow. I remember in 1985 being in Waukegan, Illinois, just outside Chicago, at Cornerstone 85. And the group Jerusalem, a bunch of guys from Norway, or were they Swedish? I don't remember. They're Swedes. They were there. The bass player, 7 foot tall. And I'm not kidding. I saw him walking down the tent, and his head was almost hitting the cross members up through there. And but anyhow, there was about 10,000 people in this field at this fairground, and there's this stage, and they begin to worship God. 10,000 people who just a moment ago were bouncing beach balls and shouting and dancing. Suddenly stop and begin to worship. Do you know how hard it is to take people who were just one moment ago were up and dancing and bouncing and to suddenly lifting their hands and praising the name of God? That's the power music has. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if music didn't have any kind of power, there wouldn't be one commercial that didn't have music. Every commercial you know has got music to it. Every one of them. Because music is power. Music does something. And we need to understand what music does here. I like the distorted guitar. Now, Les Paul, he was a little brokenhearted when he spent all that time creating the perfect guitar to get the crystal clear sounds just to have some headbanger push a button and distort it. He really was. It just tore him up that that's what they did. But that is the most favorite guitar of every rocker is a Gibson Les Paul because of what he did. But he had it in his mind, this is where it's going. But in